Making Friends, Shale'i Kamau of Eva Beach, Hawaii. By Richard M. Romney, Church Magazines. Lots of young children love to dance, but 8-year-old Shale'i Kamau of Eva Beach, Hawaii enjoys it so much that during summer vacation, she practices from 4 to 12 hours every day except Sunday. Of course, if you came from the family that Shale'i does, you would probably be a dancer too. Shale'i performs the hula, the traditional dance of Hawaii, just like her mother and grandmother do, and like her great-grandmother, her great-great-grandmother, and her great-great-great-grandmother did. That is 6 generations of hula dancers, and most of them have been hula teachers too. What's more, her father is a descendant of one of the best-known Latter-day Saint hula dancers in Hawaii, Iolani Luahine. Shale'i's grandparents, Howard and Olana Ai, are both kumuhula, or hula teachers, at their own Halau Hula, hula school. They are widely known for helping students develop their talents. For example, Grandpa Howard's boys team has won the first place international hula trophy 9 years in a row. Grandma Olana teaches principles along with the dances. Principles like beginning practice with prayer, always dressing modestly, and honoring your mother and father. For her and her students, hula is a way to express gratitude for God's creations and love and appreciation for others. Shale'i and her brother Chaz, 10, take hula lessons from their grandparents. They also spend a lot of time visiting Grandma and Grandpa at their home. They play with their extended family's pet, Ginger the dog. They admire the collection of Hawaiian musical instruments, and when Grandpa brings 2 or 3 of the instruments down from the shelf, they all perform an impromptu concert. At other times, they join their parents and grandparents in singing hymns around the piano. That's another thing about Shale'i's family. They know a lot about music. They also know a lot about Hawaii. In addition to teaching voice and ukulele lessons, Shale'i and Chaz's parents teach Hawaiian studies at schools on Hickam Air Force Base, so the children know a lot about the history and culture of the islands where they live. Shale'i was recently baptized, and she is pleased to tell people that Liliʻuokalani, the last queen of Hawaii, was also a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Baptism is important, Shale'i says. It means I have promised to always remember Jesus Christ and that I should be a good example of someone who follows his teachings. Shale'i is also happy to tell people her full name. Shale'i Elizabeth Kana'io Kanoe Kiova'o'o Nu'uanu Lindsay Kamau. One of the reasons her parents gave her the Hawaiian part of her name was to remind her of the place they were living when she was born. It means the beauty of the misty rains from Nu'uanu. Shale'i can also tell you that her family has ancestors of 13 different nationalities: Hawaiian, Samoan, Tongan, Native American, Spanish, Scottish, Dutch, Irish, Welsh, Belgian, English, Danish, and Chinese. Doing family history work can be particularly exciting when your last name is Kamau. Shale'i also likes family home evening. As her mother explains, we love being together, and we spend so much time together that we don't just have family home evening, we have family home life. Mom and Dad are always telling us about how they got married in the temple, Shale'i says. I always think I want to be married there, too. As for Chaz, he says he will go to the temple, too. First, to do baptisms for the dead starting at age 12, then as he prepares to serve a mission when he turns 19. But for now, the family is content to be playing music together, singing at church meetings, learning about the gospel, the temple, ancestors, history, customs, and worthwhile traditions, and enjoying dancing the hula together, maybe for 6 generations more. End of Making Friends, Shale'i Kamau of Eva Beach, Hawaii.